on FM and online. This is today's best music mix for Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Aaron B.
It's just once in a lifetime. It's one of those that'll never happen to me moments.
Just over an hour to go until Herefordshire and Worcestershire get to see the Olympic torch. It'll be carried into Ledbury just after 10. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Aaron B. And the Olympic torch is in Herefordshire. Well, the flames just been through Ledbury, where there's been bunting up, street dancers, stilt walkers, and hundreds of people there to see it. These children from John Masefield High School were part of the crowds.
It's very loud. It's really good, actually. Everyone's really excited.
It's actually quite good. I didn't realise there was going to be this crowd and then happy and stuff.
It's so nice, and it's just nice to see everyone getting together for something.
It's 3 o'clock, I'm Steve Herman. The Olympic torch is making its way back into Worcestershire. In the last hour, it's been over in Shropshire, where it's stopped by Ludlow. Our reporter Sophie Calvert was there.
Ludlow town centre was absolutely packed. Hundreds of people lining the streets to see the torch go through. As it left the town and went up Gravel Hill, there were also hundreds gathered there, cheering and supporting the torchbearers as they carried it through. The day is absolutely amazing. The atmosphere is brilliant, and it just seems to be a wonderful day. And now the torch is off up to Worcester.
Well, we also spoke to the mum of Lucy Fellows, who was one of the torchbearers in Ludlow. She was nominated for looking after her mum, Louise, who has a genetic condition which Lucy suffers from as well.
Amazing, absolutely so proud. It's been a fantastic, and she really deserves it. And what a lovely honour to be given. It's amazing.
Well, as Sophie said, its destination is Worcester, but first it's getting on a Seven Valley Railway train in Bewdley to Kidderminster via West Midland Safari Park. It'll then pass through Droitwich before reaching New Road for the Big Torch celebration. Just after 4:30, here's Steve Herman. The Olympic torch is on a Seven Valley Railway train in Worcestershire. It's making its way from Bewdley to Kidderminster right now via West Midland Safari Park. Earlier, it was in Hereford, where these people were really delighted to see it.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the Olympic torch, and I wanted to bring my daughter.
It's good to see it in Hereford, to be honest. It's a small community, and it's good to see the people coming out in their droves, really flag-waving, and, yeah, it's quite good, quite patriotic.
Quite an event, we think, so we thought, well, right, let's go.
It's just after 6 o'clock. I'm Steve Herman.
And I'm Sophie Calvert here at New Road in Worcester, where the torch celebrations have kicked off. I'm here with a dancer who's come to watch. Tell us a bit about why you're here.
Because my daughter's singing in the choir, and I'm a big fan of the Olympics anyway. I want to come and see the torch. Just celebrate. It's a great thing for Worcester.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Steve, the atmosphere is already electric here, and hopefully we'll be looking forward to a lot of good entertainment tonight. And then Worcester will see the torch leave it tomorrow morning.
To the city of London.
That's the sound of Britain's Got Talent finalist Twist and Pulse entertaining the 10,000 people at New Road in Worcester. They're waiting for the Olympic torch to arrive there following its journey through Herefordshire and Worcestershire today. It all started in Ledbury.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Aaron B, and the Olympic torch is leaving Herefordshire and Worcestershire this morning. Last night, 10,000 people packed out New Road Cricket Ground to see it in Worcester. Free Radio's Sophie Calvert was there.
The Olympic flame was carried into New Road by Sally Flood. She lit the beacon to thousands of cheers. Earlier on in the evening, the crowds were entertained by a 1,000-person choir, Twist and Pulse from Britain's Got Talent, and pop star Labyrinth, who everyone was jumping up and down to. Sally told us it was a great atmosphere.
Absolutely unbelievable. Really fantastic, amazing. I just can't. No words can really describe, actually, holding that Olympic flame. When you think where it's come from and what's done and who else has held it and what it means in the world, it's brilliant.
So there were 10,000 people here at New Road this evening. Police reckon there was about 60,000 that lined the streets of Worcester to watch the flame be carried through. And within the whole of Worcestershire, they think that there were 128,000 people watching that Olympic torch being carried through the county.
OK, Sophie Calvert there. This morning, the flame's going to be carried by gold and silver medalist Darren Campbell out of Worcester from the Elgar statue. From there, it'll be taken to Powick, Malvern and finally Ross-on-Wye. There's more detail on the route online at freeradio.co.uk.